Hare Krishna. So after describing various sacrifices, Krishna made a statement at the end that the purpose of all these sacrifices is to attain the transcendental knowledge. But then, if we go through all these sacrifices and try to understand how easy it is, we'll understand that it's very, very difficult. So if it's difficult, then how can we get this transcendental knowledge? Is there any other way to get this transcendental knowledge? This question Krishna is answering in shloka number 34. This is one of the very important shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, which is the basis of our spiritual life. Let's see this. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. So here Krishna is saying, tad vidhi, tad. He's talking about all those different sacrifices, knowledge of all those different sacrifices. Tad vidhi, understand or get the knowledge of all these sacrifices. How? From whom? Pranipatena, by approaching a bona fide spiritual master, a bona fide guru. And then he says, after we approach, what am I supposed to do? Two things, pariprashnena and sevaya. He says, pariprashnena, submissively inquire from him. Second, sevaya, render service unto him. Then he says that these self-realized souls, jnanini, these are all jnanis, they are all self-realized souls. Upadekshanti te jnanam, they will impart all the knowledge onto you. Upadekshanti, they will impart. How come? How come they are able to impart this knowledge? How are they special? Tattva darshinaha. They have seen the truth. So this is a very important shloka, and Prabhupada is giving wonderful gems in this particular purport. If we just follow this, surely attaining perfection in this very lifetime is possible. So here Prabhupada starts the purport with, the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. So it is difficult. When we see so many instructions given in Bhagavad Gita, it feels like, how can I do it? I have so much to do in my own material life, and along with that in spiritual life, not to progress is very, very difficult. But then there is a way. There is a shortcut to this particular thing. And what is that? The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. This is the shortcut. Instead of we ourselves endeavoring and trying to get whatever is the needful, better we go and ask the person, or take that knowledge from the person who has already attained perfection. And such a person is called as a guru or a bona fide spiritual master. And here Prabhupada says the bona fide spiritual master's qualification is he should be in guru disciplic succession. Why should he in guru disciplic succession? What difference it will make? He says, the Lord is the original spiritual master. Krishna is the original spiritual master, Adi Guru. And a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. This is the reason why a person should be in parampara. There are four paramparas. We have Lakshmi Sri Sampraday, starting from Lakshmi. She got the knowledge from Krishna. Then Rudra Sampraday, Lord Shiva, he received the knowledge from Krishna, and from him the parampara starts. Kumara Sampraday, the four Kumaras received the knowledge from Krishna and they gave it down. That became a parampara. And finally, the fourth one, that is Brahma Sampradaya, in which Lord Krishna gave knowledge to Brahma and he gave it down to the descendants. And in ISKCON, we follow Brahma Sampradaya. So these are the four bona fide Sampradayas. So it is very important that a guru should be part of either of the four Sampradayas. Then he can be called as bona fide, or he cannot be accepted as a guru. He should be completely rejected if he is not part of these four Sampradayas. Because he will not be able to impart the knowledge as it is given by Krishna. Independent study of books of knowledge can one progress. Not by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. So this is a nice point. Now we have got Bhagavad Gita. The Shloka Day videos are there. And so many books are there. PDFs are available online. So much of material is available. So one may say that, okay, I'll study by myself. What is the need of a guru? So here it's very clearly mentioned that we cannot progress in spiritual life just by our own endeavor of studying some books here and there. So what one has to do? One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master, he is the person who will actually give us the knowledge. And then when we approach him, what are we supposed to do? Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, complete surrender. Complete surrender means whatever he says, that's final. There is no question of second thought after he speaks. That is complete surrender. And second, one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Normally in this world, it's very, very normal, you know, to have a lot of false ego that I am something. But as soon as someone goes in front of the spiritual master, he should serve like a menial servant, should act like a fool basically. So this is a very, very important point, because we cannot prove our ego in front of the spiritual master and we will not get anything by doing that. So one should just serve with complete surrender like a menial servant. And then a very, very important point. This is what is the greatest thing in spiritual life. This is what is the gem of spiritual life. And this is what is the key for going back home, back to Godhead. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So by our service, by our mode, by our humility, if we can please our spiritual master, then if he is pleased, we'll be able to advance in spiritual life, or else very difficult. So this is the most easiest way to attain perfection in this human form of life. See, life is short. We need something, so that we need some process by which we can attain Krishna quickly. And this is that, pleasing one's spiritual master. And here it is given, unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One may go and ask a lot of questions, but then those inquiries will be effective only when these two things are there, submission and service. So here the word pranipata basically means submission or surrender, and it also means paying dandavats to the spiritual master. So when we approach the spiritual master, we should pay dandavats, our obeisances, complete obeisances, with humble mood and submissive mood. And obviously, one should render service to the spiritual master. He is giving so much to us. He is giving Krishna to us. What else can someone give us? Or what great thing is there beyond Krishna? Krishna se tumar Krishna dete paro tumara shakti ache. So he has Krishna, he can give Krishna to us. He has that power. So what we are supposed to do, little bit of service we can render. Yes, with complete submission and service. And then here it is given that one must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. See, spiritual life is different than the material life. In material life, in our professional courses, we just go through a concept multiple times and we get it. But then in spiritual life, this is not valid. We read 100 times, we might not be able to understand it or realize it. Because in spiritual life, what is important is realization, not by-hatting and, you know, trying to get the information. So how will we get that realization in the heart? How can we get that? Here it is given. So spiritual master will put a lot of tests. At that time, the disciple should pass the test. And when the spiritual master sees that, yes, he has got a genuine desire to attain perfection, then he will impart the knowledge, he will give the necessary realizations. Because he is a realized soul, he can give us realizations. Even if the person has no knowledge, suppose even if the disciple is illiterate, having no knowledge, but if the guru decides that I want to give him realizations, I want to impart him the transcendental knowledge, he will get it, even if he's illiterate. This is the beauty of approaching a guru and rendering submissive service. And here at the end it is given that a bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind towards the disciple. This is a very nice thing. A realized soul, the one who has attained Krishna, the one who has attained perfection, he is very, very kind, he is very, very compassionate. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. So again, this point is made that the student should be submissive and should be ready to render service. Then this knowledge which we are receiving from the spiritual master, we'll be able to firstly receive because we are qualified now by rendering service in submission. And then when we receive that knowledge, this particular combination will be very, very perfect. So in this way, if someone really wants to attain Krishna this very lifetime, break this cycle of birth and death, attain perfection this very lifetime, that person should approach a pure devotee, a perfected soul, a realized soul, and after approaching him, in submissive mood, render service, and when he is pleased, he will give us that knowledge. Just not knowledge, he will give us Krishna. Yes, this is what is very, very important. And this is what is the basis of one's spiritual life, the basis of advancement in spiritual life. So after giving this sutra, after giving this key to success in spiritual life, Krishna is now speaking about what are the results of the transcendental knowledge, because we'll receive the knowledge from the spiritual master. So after that, what are the glories of it? What are the benefits of receiving the transcendental knowledge? He's going to speak that next few verses. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.